Congressman, welcome back to Kill Meat and Friends.
Hey, it's always good to be with you. How you doing?
Good, good. And I just want to bring you to something because I got you involved. I asked you last week about Governor, former Florida Governor Charlie Crist, who went from Republican, lost to Marco Rubio, went independent, lost. And then, of course, now he's a Democrat and he's leading in the polls in your state. You are not a fan of his. I let him hear your soundbite where you said basically he can't be trusted because he keeps flipping. Here's what he said to you.
I don't agree with anything Alan West says, practically. You know, the people of Florida took care of that, and they put in a great new congressman, Patrick Murphy, and he's doing a tremendous job. He's working hard. He's doing what's right, and he's right down the middle, and I love him for it. Good man.
And your reaction?
Well, I found it very interesting because I don't know which Charlie Crist is responding. I don't know if it's the Charlie Crist who back in the 2008 election stood on a platform with me and said I was just the right person that needed to be up in Congress. Or is it, you know, this new Charlie Crist? Like I said, he's got more faces than the Roman god of Janus, and he cannot be trusted. And there are already some, you know, upset people on the left and on the right as far as Congressman Murphy's performance down there in South Florida. And I find it interesting he didn't mention the voter fraud that occurred in St. Lucie County.
What do you mean? In your race?
Absolutely.
And you haven't decided what you're doing next, right?
No, but definitely I won't follow the path of Charlie Crist.
You won't be going to the Democratic Party? They embrace you.
Well, yeah, if you want to call sticking you in the back an embrace.
They'd hug you. They'd just be armed.
Yeah, true.
Congressman, I got to bring you to this. Senator Cruz came out yesterday and said, look, we should not be debating immigration with the Senate race coming up in 9 months. I don't care how it comes out. This will divide the Republicans and give Democrats momentum, even if, you know, do you agree with that?
Well, I agree on this. We should not be debating immigration reform for this reason. You just had the CBO report come out and talk about the amount of jobs that Americans are going to be losing. And we already, you know, the unemployment situation in America is not 6.7%. So first and foremost, we need to get Americans back to work. We need to solve this very anemic recovery that we're going through, and most Americans think we're still in a recession. So instead of adding, you know, more illegals into a workforce that's already suffering, middle-income families are seeing their wages depressed. We should solve that first and foremost. And the preeminent thing that has to happen with immigration reform is securing our borders. Look, the American people still remember what happened in 1986 when we gave amnesty to 2 to 3 million and the federal government did not own up to its responsibilities. They don't want to go down that path again.
All right. Now, you're talking about the 2 million jobs that will be lost. The CBO says it. That same CBO said that we're going to save all this money if Obamacare is implemented. And that's what a lot of Democrats use to make the sale to the American people. Now the CBO tells us these numbers don't add up, and it incentivized those to work less. And somehow, Harry Reid thinks that's a good thing. Let's listen. Cut three.
The Republicans talk about losing millions of jobs simply isn't true. It allows people to get out of a job they're locked into because of they have health care in their job. Now there's lots of opportunities for health care. So my caucus is right on track to understand this. The CBO report is far better for us than it's not.
Do you understand his line of thinking?
No, that's very delusional, and it's not even good spin. Look, the bottom line, Brian, back in 2010, the Democrats said that this would only cost $940 billion. Now we're close to $2 trillion, the cost of the Affordable Care Act, which is totally unaffordable. And I think what you're hearing Democrats say, and the White House Economic Advisor Chairman, Jason,
Jason Furman.
They're now fundamentally transforming the American work ethic. What they're saying is it is better for you to stay at home and let us send you a paycheck than to be out there in the workforce. Or it's better for you to not work full-time and to work part-time so, quote-unquote, you can spend more time with the family. And we'll subsidize you for doing that. That's not America.
Believe that? I mean, where are they going to get the money?
It is an incredible scam, and I would ask for your listeners to read up on this thing, the Cloward-Piven strategy, which was produced by two Columbia University professors, which basically talked about overloading the welfare system, causing it to collapse so that we could get to the point where the government provided guaranteed income for people, and that was the means to end poverty. And it looks to me that that's the road that we're on. I mean, I don't care what the president said. We are expanding poverty. We are expanding food stamps. And you're going to get to a point where it's going to collapse. And so what we're saying to the American people is we have a federal government. They don't believe that you need to be out there and work hard. That's not part of the American dream. That's not part of our work ethic. Just sit at home and we'll take care of you.
Why not? Because then you get food stamps, and then you get more financial aid to go to college, and this way you get you could play more tag and kickball in front of the house with your kids. You could be a better parent. What about a great parent that's just an example for getting an extra job in order to get a nicer car, in order to have a pension and give the kids little things when they get married? What about that? I don't understand this. Why is being a good parent being around for a 35-hour work week? Why isn't a good parent setting an example of hard work, doing whatever it takes to make life better for your family?
Because, Brian, this is the seminal decision that the American people have to make, because hard work is part of an opportunity society. What President Obama, Harry Reid, and others are promoting, Jason Furman, is a dependency society, which means that, you know, the government is going to provide you the largesse to take care of. The government is going to subsidize your living. They don't want Americans to go out and work hard, because if they do that, they create their own opportunities. Right. They're not dependent upon government, and it all comes back to voting.
Last topic, Benghazi. We had all our intelligence officers on Capitol Hill yesterday. Listen to this question, and the silence will blow you away. Cut 13.
Can anybody at the table tell us when somebody will be held responsible for the murders in Benghazi?
James Clapper, John Brennan,
tell you, Congressman,
Michael Flynn, Matt Olson, and James Comey, the FBI director, sat there for 7 seconds. They had no answer to bringing those guys to justice. Your reaction?
Well, this is, if you have a president who is the head of the executive branch that caused it a phony scandal, well, what do you think that the administrators of his administration are going to believe? They don't think that they have to answer. And you just saw his response to Bill O'Reilly in that interview when he said, look, you're just bringing up all these things because it's Fox News and it's just your talking point. He's very dismissive of it. And so, therefore, you see those administrators being very dismissive. This is a huge issue, and I don't know what the people inside the Beltway think, but the American people are upset that 4 Americans were abandoned, they were left to die, basically they were murdered, no one's being held responsible, and they were lied. The American people were lied to about it as well.
And we find out that John Brennan did not even know the answer when they said, did you go in October of 2012 to Libya? And he said, no. And then they said, oh, yeah, I was there. Is it possible to forget that you were in Libya right after an attack?
Well, I think that when you look at Senator Blumenthal, they somehow forgot that he was never in Vietnam, but yet he became a senator. I think that this can't remember syndrome is part of, you know, being a Democrat.
Congressman, thanks so much for joining us. People of Florida, thank you. We got a big station down there. Always like putting you on.
Thanks, man.
All right. And listen, when we come back, it's your turn. 1-866-408-7669. Soshi, how much more are we supposed to take? The CBO report. Is this going to do Obama in?